John?
Yes, Alan?
Alongside all your singing commitments, I'm told that you're budding into a real blooming Somerset morn. Is that right?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm not blooming.
What about this book you've written? What's the name of it?
Well, it's called John Lennon Is His Own Right, 9 and 6, and it's published by Jonathan Cape. It's out now, I think.
Just a minute. What about my song? Screaming, what about my book? Paul screaming, what about my song? Paul, go away. Just go away for a minute. Yes, all right, Ringo. Yes, all right, George. Hold on. John, what about your book?
Well, it's only cheap, and I think I've been selling a few copies now, you know.
How much is it?
Around the studio. 9 and 6.
9 and 6.
Oh, I would. It's
what's the book all about?
It's about rubbish.
Really?
With drawings, of course.
Have you got any drawings of me in it?
Well, some of them could possibly, but I wouldn't say.
Are you going to sell many copies, do you think?
Oh, I've been trying to sell a few around the studio now.
Oh, you can't do that.
John was known as the writing beetle. It wasn't enough that he and Paul were the most successful songwriters of the generation. He also wrote two books, one called In His Own Right, and the other, Spaniard in the Works.
John, outside of music, what's your favorite hobby?
Writing books, I suppose they call them. I used to call them rubbish, but it's books now, isn't it? Just writing, you know.
Paperback writer.
Like most Beatles songs, Paperback Writer had a popular flip side. It was called Rain. George Martin remembers some of the studio techniques he employed during the recording of that track.
Whenever you had a passion, something like that, for example, once I turned John's voice around on Rain and played his voice backwards to him and put it in the track, great, let's try everything backwards. And so George started doing backwards guitar solos, and as you know, we had backwards cymbal on Strawberry Field. And so everything was backwards for a while, until that was exhausted, and then it was onto a new gimmick.
Sun.
When the album Yesterday and Today first appeared, it featured a different cover. The jacket featured a picture of the Beatles in butcher smocks, surrounded by chopped-up baby dolls, blood, and pieces of meat. Capitol Records recalled the butcher sleeve and reissued the LP with a new cover. John explained how they got the idea for the cover.
We took the pictures in London at one of those photo sessions. By then, we were really sort of, you know, beginning to hate it. A photo session was a big ordeal, and, you know, and the photographer was a bit of a surrealist, you know, and he brought along all these babies and pieces of meat and doctor's coats, so we really got into it, and that's how we felt, you know, yeah. So we sort of, I especially, pushed for it to be an album cover, you know, just to break the image, you know.
Even after the band became millionaires several times over, they still had difficulties. John had an interesting point of view on the difference between wealth and poverty.
Well, you know, we used to hate when we didn't have any money, people saying that money can't buy you this. And we always used to say we'd sooner be rich and miserable than poor and miserable, which is true. You know, if I'm having a miserable time, I'd sooner be rich sitting on a nice chair being miserable.
Your number on my wall, and maybe you
Make sure you keep your radio tuned right where it is and catch more of your favorite Beatle tracks, including one inspired by Peter Fonda. Plus, we'll discover why John began wearing those granny glasses right here on The Beatles' Long and Winding Road.
Contact Allergy Patrol. Sir, you're a florist. Why the gas mask?
Allergies are out of control.
You must have taken a 6-hour allergy pill.
Yeah, but it stopped working.
Try new Contact 12-hour allergy.
But Contact's for cold.
Listen to the name again, sir. New prescription strength Contact 12-hour allergy.
12 hours? That's twice as long as Benadryl.
Come on, sir. It's time to smell the flowers. New Contact 12-hour allergy helps you control your allergies so they don't control you.
Use as directed.
Until recently, if someone said, "Can you tell me where your American Standard is?" I would have said, "Down the hall, second door on the left." But now I have a new American Standard air conditioning system. It's so tough and efficient and wonderful. So now if someone says, "Where's your American Standard?" I can tell them, "Just go around back behind those bushes." Is that bad?
American Standard Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.